nice to be back in Larne Mission Hall again this evening. And Florence asked if I would just speak to you for just a few moments. She said it's not a preaching meeting, so I'm going to break all the records and just speak to you for 5 minutes. There are some lovely texts in the scriptures that I might have left with you. One is found in the Song of Solomon, and it says, "He brought me into the banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste." And I thought about that when we were dining a little earlier on. But the text that I do want to read and leave with you is in John chapter 6 and verse 35, where it says, and Jesus is speaking, he says, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst." And all the messages and song have been bringing us in one way or another to an awareness of the fact that there is a transaction that needs to be wrought between us and God. And even in this last message and song, this lovely hymn written by Augustus Toplady, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee." And thank God this evening that Jesus is a satisfying Savior. I am the bread of life. And in an evening like this, when we're dining together, we're thinking about our stomachs. Some of us think about them most of the time. Some people, their God is their belly, the Bible says. But I know you're not all like that. You only have a fling like this once or twice in the year. But Jesus is speaking about meeting a deeper hunger, the hunger of our hearts. And thank God this evening, whenever he comes and we feed on him, we find him to be the bread of life. I know it's always a great joy to be in the service of the Lord, but that joy is multiplied when you have the privilege of pointing someone else to this Savior. And that was my privilege and joy just before coming here this evening. I had the joy of pointing a lady who's almost 70 years of age to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pointed her husband, who is now just over 70, to the Lord. 2 years next February it will be since he came to the Lord. And I've just had a mission in Banbridge, and quite a number of people came to the Lord Jesus Christ in that mission. I think 14 people stood in the service on Sunday morning to say that they had either been born again of God's Spirit or had trusted the Lord for the blessing of a clean heart and a Spirit-filled life. All that has happened in the past month. And that makes my joy complete, that men and women find Jesus to be a satisfying Savior. This woman said, she said, I just felt, she said, that you would come to the home today. She said, you know, the last time I was out at a dance, she said, I didn't enjoy it. And she always lived for dancing. That's what her husband said to her after he got saved. She said, you can't go to heaven. She said, all you've lived for in your life is dancing. She said, I didn't enjoy it. She was at a party the other evening, and they said, what's wrong with you, Olive? You're not drinking tonight. Something wrong with you. And she said, I just don't want to. I said, you know what's wrong, Olive? It's conviction of sin, and the Lord Jesus is coming to talk to you, and you've got fed up with the worldly way. And I want you to know, folks, tonight, that outside in the world, there is no solid joy, and there is no lasting pleasures. But Jesus, as Lindsay Glegg, the great old preacher, said, gives you life with a capital L. I am, Jesus said, not I was, nor will be, but I will be to you now. I am tonight, the 3rd of December, 1990, the bread of life. He that cometh to me, that's a very important decision in your life, isn't it? At 5 o'clock this evening, I said, Olive, what are you going to do? What will you do with Jesus? You can come to him, or you can turn away from him. She said, I want to come. I want to come. He that cometh to me. God has brought you to the mission hall tonight. Not by accident, but by divine providence. Not just to have a meal, but to bring you to the banqueting house of salvation. And you will thank the Lord 10,000 years from now that you came to the mission hall, if by coming to it tonight you come to the cross of Calvary, you need to come. You ought to come. You must come. Why? He that cometh to me shall never hunger. That's wonderful. Never hunger. Because God will meet the cry of your heart. And he that believeth on me, to come to him implies believing on him. And to believe on him means to receive him. And when you receive someone into your life, it really revolutionizes your life in a great measure or lesser measure maybe. But when he comes in, he transforms your life. As I said to this lady, Mrs. Edgar, this evening, she said, "Will I know that I am? How will I know?" She said, "Will I feel any different?" And so I said, "Look at this, read this." And I pointed her to 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. If any person be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things pass away. You say, "Eric, you don't know the kind of life I live. I could never live without the kind of life that I have. My life would be miserable if I became a Christian." That's what the devil would tell you. These people don't seem miserable. Well, not most of the time anyhow. Just caught Victor there off balance slightly. John doesn't seem miserable. Tommy certainly doesn't seem miserable. Maybe that's because the milk grounds are doing well. But I know that there's something deeper than that that makes us the kind of people we are. Jesus is the joy of living. He's the King of life to me. Unto him my all I'm giving, his forevermore to be. I will do what he commands me. Anywhere he leads I'll go, for Jesus is the joy of living. He's the dearest friend I know. Listen to the verse again. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." The world will never satisfy the hunger in your heart. You will always be hungry until you feed on him by faith in salvation. He that cometh to me. Would you come tonight? You say, "I never thought I would be challenged like this." But isn't it good that you have a sound mind that you can hear these words and understand them? A lady took a text home with her 10 days ago. I preached in the mission. "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" And a very needy woman who has left her husband and was living with another man to whom she is not married, sat on a Saturday night when all the rest in the house had gone to the public house. And after she had gone home from the mission as well that night, and she listened to the sermon three times. And on Sunday morning, she came with quite a number of others and wept her way to the cross of Calvary. I said to her, "You know, Martha, this is going to mean a big, big break in your life. There's going to have to be big changes in your life." But having counted the cost, she came. And I just heard yesterday, she's just going right on with God. And it's very hard, but she's going on. She's going on. It'll mean a break up in that home, break up in that lifestyle. But I can tell you this, Jesus says, "Him that cometh to me shall never thirst." Never thirst. Thank God this Christmas can be a different Christmas for you. And it can be a very precious and blessed Christmas
And Jesus is the answer to the need of your heart. All who know the Lord Jesus in this hall would say, that's right. I will be converted 29 years next March. And every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me. And He's the one I'm waiting for. For every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Thank you for listening. The Lord bless that word of promise to all our hearts.